Nasbyg was a big lift to everybody. You know, while Galway were short, you know, a number of players, it's still a great day out when you can beat one of the big guns, you know, and we went down the road full of hope, you know, and felt we had a good chance, but never does it even play it the way that it did. And, look, you don't often have days like that where it all clicks, but it did click to us to a certain extent at the weekend there, and it puts us in a good position for this weekend.
Well, you need it all to click again against Cork, will you, if you're going to come out with a result?
Yeah, look, you're stepping up to a whole new level now. You know, the order of merit has been very clearly established in ladies football for a long time. You know, Dublin and Cork have been at the top. No, I don't believe anybody else has got near an All-Ireland title for close to 20 years other than Cork and Dublin. And, you know, Mayo will come and Galway have come, and we've flirted with the top run ourselves. But, you know, they have stayed consistently at the top, and that's still the same. You know, they had a great tussle for Dublin there a couple of weeks ago in the regulation league match, and they lost maybe a point in the end. So they're a serious outfit, and we know we'll be pushed the pin of our collar. But look, at the same time, it's, you know, it's bonus territory for us, you know, to be in this position, and to get a game against a team like Cork is brilliant preparation for further down the summer.
Yeah, but at the same time, in saying that, Maxie, you would expect your team, who have performed very well throughout the league, that they're not far off that step up.
Well, look, we've always felt that we're not that far away. You know, you go back to the match against Dublin last year, you know, there wasn't an awful lot of them at the end, and Dublin were comfortable All-Ireland winners. With the Cork and All-Ireland semi-final a couple of years ago, and there was only a goal in it, and we beat Cork in the league last year, we beat Dublin in the league the year before that. So, you know, we've always had our battles, but, you know, as I would have alluded to the last week, it's a bit of consistency has been probably alluded to us, and, you know, we put a big onus going into last week's game that's, we consistently can beat teams in one-offs, but we haven't really put back-to-back victories together against the big guns, and so we've done that now 2 weeks running, and you know, the standard is definitely rising week on week. So we you know, we started off with Westmeath, and then we went up a notch against Mayo, and then up another notch against Galway, and it's definitely rising again this week against Cork. You know, as I say, they're probably the second best team in the country, so it's brilliant. It's a brilliant learning position for us, and look, we're really looking forward to it.
Can you make it 3-1s back-to-back against three big teams? And if you are to do that, Maxie, it means that you're going to be playing for another number of weeks, because the final's penciled in for Sunday, June 27th. You've got your Ulster Championship game, of course, on Saturday week. And then this coming Saturday, you're playing in the league semi-final. You've played for the last three weekends as well. So there's a lot of football in there, Maxie. Is it achievable that you can make it 3-1s on the bounce? And do you have the squad that can do it?
Oh, 100%. You know, we even had a challenge match with Waterford the week before the league started, so we would have played four in the bounce, and this will be week five in a row, and as you say, with Gavin next week. But look, at you know, there's long been a debate in GAA where the ratio of matches to training has been, you know, completely disproportionate, and nobody can say that this year. You know, the games are coming thick and fast, and there's nothing beats rhythm and momentum, and our girls have a bit of that at the minute. Yeah, we need all to play the very best teams in the country, but we've played the teams that are up near the top anyway, and look, there's no reason in the world we can't go and beat Cork. You know, we feel we can match anybody on our day, and look, there's a bit of confidence there now that, you know, the forwards have the wind in their backs now after a couple of big, you know, score range over the last couple of weeks, and you know, nothing beats confidence, and nothing beats, as I say, a wee bit of momentum, and that'll definitely do us no harm going into this weekend. Look, you know, the Galway game, you know, maybe one may come back to haunt us down the line. We play them in the championship, look, you can only play what's in front of you and perform as you do on the day, and you know, looking at the week ahead, it's we're going to be in a good position.
Panel-wise, how you fixed this week, Maxie? Because as we said, these games are coming thick and fast. How you fixed on the personnel front?
Yeah, look, I think we're okay. Amy Boyle-Carr hasn't been available to us. She came off very early in the Westmeath game after 10 minutes, and she hasn't featured against either Mayo or Galway. And, you know, probably this week will come a bit soon for her as well. But look, apart from that, we have everybody, you know, at our disposal, and I think that's probably an advantage we have over most of their teams. You know, they're not picking from full decks at this point, and it's definitely allowing us to get a wee bit of, as I say, a wee bit of consistency in our team. You know, we're naming near enough the same team week in, week out, and there's relationships building and there's understandings building, and you know, that's all very, very important, and that's the beauty of having the games week on week. You know, you do get a chance to build that bit of understanding of each other's play, and you know, and look, there's 5-6 things, you know, we're getting wrong every day we go out, and you know, you get a chance to work on them week on week, and whereas, you know, if you're playing every two or three weeks, you don't get that same chance to correct things that go wrong. And look, as I say, there's loads of things going wrong. So that's the beauty about having the games coming thick and fast. And we got a large number of the subs got a run last Sunday, and you know the training's going really well. And but the big numbers, the games are very competitive in training, and it's all helping.
Okay, listen, Maxie, thanks for talking to us. The best of luck at the weekend.
Thanks, Arsene. Thank you.